From the studios of Books in Motion, this is John Pruden reading Comes a Time for Burning by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Comes a Time for Burning. Chapter 1. The young man's arms were folded tight across his canvas coat, hands cradling each other as if he might be holding a baby bird. It was a position that Dr. Thomas Parks recognized instantly. Pain clutched close to center, nothing else mattering. The man, perhaps 22 or 23, sat astride a large, rangy mule, and he was accompanied by another young fellow who slouched in the saddle of a scruffy horse. The injured man swung a leg over the mule's saddle without moving the position of his hands, and his companion stirred enough to reach over and take the abandoned reins. When the fellow's boots hit the ground, he let out a little yelp, then walked around the mule with a big grin pasted on his face. "Mornin', Doc," the young man called cheerfully, but his pale countenance confirmed that it wasn't an injured fledgling songbird that was at issue here. A few minutes before, Thomas had looked down the steep, rutted lane of Gamble Street and seen the two men rein up under the portico of the clinic, where they waited for his approach. He had spent the last 100 yards of his morning walk to the clinic trying to imagine what injury the loggers, for that's surely who these young men were, might have inflicted upon their persons this time. The deep, clean chop of a 4-pound plum double-bit axe, the raking laceration of inch-long teeth from an 8-foot ribbon saw, the hideous burn of one of the steam boilers, a hand crushed to pulp when a log kicked or the rigging tackle snatched the unwary. An occasional knife or bullet wound kept the mix interesting. Gentlemen.